Satan does signs and wonders in the last days. It doesn't matter. You're following a false Jesus. Satan's into deception. You are by your fruit, because Bethel is a demonic brand of Christianity. It's called New Apostolic Reformation. They don't preach the biblical gospel that I just preached to. They don't call you out of the world. They sell the things of God. Bill Johnson becomes rich selling the things of God. They're connected to all kinds of heresy, like Todd White. You know who Todd White is? Okay, you don't. Well, that's good. Stay away from him. He's connected to them. Bethel Music does all kinds of occult ways with their all types of contemplative prayer, ecumenicalism, more selling of the things of God, more feminism, lady teachers, lady pastors, signs and wonders. It's all false, young man. That is absolutely false. That is a part of the deception in the last days that's coming. Deception in the last days. And you're deceived because you haven't gone to the Word of God. You're following people. You're following Bill Johnson. You're following your church. You're following your flesh. Jesus didn't lead you here. Your flesh did.
I believe in Jesus.
You need to repent. Believing in Him means following and obeying, young man.
I believe that He died on the cross for my sins.
Yep.
I believe that He came here for a relationship with me. I believe that He created me in my mother's womb.
Now, one Bible verse tells you you have a relationship with Jesus. You're supposed to walk in a covenant with Him, a blood covenant, and you're supposed to obey your part.
It's a blood covenant, not a relationship.
You're not. No, it's not.
It's not a relationship.
No, not the way you guys describe relationship. Like Bethel says, Jesus is appearing to them.
God
ready? Kim Walker Smith. Kim Walker Smith.
He doesn't want a relationship with us.
No, He does through the Spirit. He manifests through the Spirit. One day at the marriage supper of the Lamb, we'll have relationship. We'll be before Him. Kim Walker Smith. I've got on video her saying that God had her in a box, and He flips the box open, and she dances and sings, and God goes, yay, and closes it up. And then when God wants to laugh again, He opens it up, and Kim Walker Smith goes around, yay, God does this. This is a demonic, false God. She's a demonic lady and one of the leaders of Bethel. Wickedness, young man. Absolute wickedness. None of this is of a holy God.
What does standing out here do for you guys?
We obey God.
But what does standing out here protesting do?
We obey God.
Does it, in the Bible, does it say to stay out? Does it say to protest?
It actually says preach the gospel, call people to repentance, make biblical disciples. It says preach the gospel. You call it a protest. Did Peter protest when he was preaching to the Jews at the temple? Oh, there you go. That's what we're doing. What Peter did. I'll do what Peter did. If you want to call that protesting, we're preaching.
I don't say no.
Do you know what the word preach means?
I do.
What does it mean?
It means to talk about something, to preach it towards me.
You're close. It's actually a public crier.
Public crier.
You publicly cry. Brother, you got something to say to this young man? You're a young man.
I would say come out of the world. You said we were supposed to be in the world, not of the world. But James 4:4 says a friend of the world is the enemy of God. And that word friend means to be fond of.
Yeah.
If we're fond of the world in any way, we're an enemy of God.
Sports, politics, entertainment.
You have to test yourself, make sure you're not holding on to anything. Because this is all temporary. This is all going to be burned up.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord wants specific worship in spirit and truth.
Repent and follow Christ in spirit and truth.
Soccer, right? Is that a sin? To play soccer?
Soccer?
Yeah, to play sports. Soccer.
Is this how God wants us to worship Him in soccer?
Well, since I've been playing soccer, God's actually been able to use me.
That's what women that pole dance do. They say that God's using them in their pole dancing. You're making foolishness of God now.
I'm being very respectful.
I know, but you're making foolishness. God doesn't use soccer.
I'm being very respectful.
God doesn't use soccer, young man. Yeah, I know, because see, here's the thing. You're in false religion. You would be good to listen to some truth from an older man and a younger brother that's come out of the world rather than tell us that soccer is of God. Soccer is a carnal, covetous, fleshly way.
I didn't say soccer is of God.
You said God's using it.
I said God's using me.
Yeah. In soccer.
God's using you right now?
Yeah. In soccer. God calls you out of the world. Does He call you out of the world?
He calls us out of the world, and if soccer is not of God, there's only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of God.
Test yourself. Come out of the world. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth.
It's of Satan's kingdom. You can't serve two masters.
Amen.
I'm serving God, right? So
the way you want to serve Him?
Soccer is a sport, right?
That man invented.
Of the world.
That man invented.
So just because man invented it.
Right. God didn't tell you to do it.
But I'm not serving it.
God didn't tell you to splice it to Him.
I'm not worshiping my soccer.
Doesn't matter. You're wasting your time. The Bible says redeem the time. Playing soccer is a waste of time. If you want to reach soccer players, stand out with gospel signs and preach the gospel to them.
Or I can be connected to
them. Then you be like them. You become a friend of the world.
No, because I'm not.
You're in sin with them.
I'm not living the world.
You're in sin with them then.
But do you guys want any food? I was the initial thing.
That was nice of you, but you know what?
I know you
God doesn't want niceness. He wants holiness. He wants obedience.
I mean, in the name of Christ, like, or as Christ would say, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Amen. Good job. Good line, brother.
Even, like, having favor over your lives and blessings?
Say that again, young man.
Do you believe in having, like, favor over your lives and blessings?
Have a favor of my life?
No, like, favor over your lives. Like, God giving you favor and giving you blessings.
Well, Jesus said, those who do the will of my Father are my brothers and sisters. This is not the will of the Father. Soccer's not the will of the Father.
Okay.
You get the blessing of God when you obey God. In John 9, he says he doesn't even hear the prayers of sinners. These people praying here that live in sin, God doesn't even hear them. God doesn't hear them.
I was asking if you guys want food.
Yeah, no, we don't want any food. I'm glad you got some truth. Unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul, and now you're going to be held responsible because two messengers gave you a bunch of truth. And if you go back and sell out God's truth for friend, family, a fellowship at your church, and go into Bethel because it's popular and because you think it's of God but you haven't tested it, on Judgment Day, God's going to go, my two workers told you the truth. You sold the truth to live in that which my Son came to burn it all away. And we don't want that for you. We want you to walk in the truth, and it'll cost you everything. You haven't lost your life to follow Jesus. His faith cost him everything. Mine cost me everything. Family, friends, church, careers, reputation, everything. You haven't lost that yet because you're still of it. You are of it, sir. You are of it. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. Lose your life to follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth, young man.